At the 2013 National Farm Machinery Show, I'm visiting with Mike Martinez with Trimble, and I just missed a presentation you had here, Mike, on new connected farm features. Why don't we start out with you telling me a little bit about Trimble's connected farm first?
Yeah, you bet, you bet. Yeah, we just gave a presentation on connected farm where we gave a quick overview and some of the new features here at the show this year. So basically, the connected farm, in summary, is a way to gather all the field data from vehicles, from scouting units, from different areas. Everything that's out in the farm today that's precision farming is collecting data. So it's always been a challenge on what to do with that data, how to get it to the place where it's most productive. So the connected farm, the biggest thing there is grabbing that data without much user intervention and wirelessly collecting that in one centralized location so that the farm manager, the farm operator can then make intelligent business decisions based on that data. So that's really the whole basis behind the connected farm. And some of the features specifically to give you an example is you can kind of break it up into two categories. One is an in-the-field feature set, and then another one is an out-of-the-field feature set, whether that be an office or from a pickup truck office or whatever that is. So in the field solutions, we have a part of the connected farm that gives you vehicle-to-vehicle connectivity. So what that means is you can be running multiple harvesters, multiple planters, multiple spraying equipment out in the field at the same time, running the same field. And what they're doing is they're all sharing the same data, the same what we call a guidance line. They all know what each other are doing. That way they can be most productive in the field and not start working down the same path that the other one's working down and creating some issues. That's one feature. The next one that we just launched this year is Remote Assistant. So that's an in the field, actually both in the field and in the office. And Remote Assistant is allowing the technical support person or the person that's more savvy in the equipment to tap into the vehicle out in the field in case they're having any type of technical issue. We have a lot of technology going on in these cabs today, and we just can't afford to send a truck out every time an equipment has a hiccup. So with a Remote Assistant, you can tap right in through the connected farm, see what's going on with that piece of machinery, and be able to resolve it right over the phone within minutes instead of hours. So that's a big one. Another piece of the connected farm is productivity reporting. So getting back to the root of what the connected farm is gathering all these pieces of information from the field, harvest yield data, planter variety data, what rates were sprayed where of fertilizers and herbicides and fungicides. Well, all this data now exists. So we can now provide very useful reports back to the farm manager that tells them, hey, this overall, this is what your productivity was out of all your machinery. They were in the field so much percent of the time, but also so much percent of the time they were also down. They were idle or they were waiting for supply, you know, for more chemical to fill or for a harvester to unload. So those are the types of things that may not always be apparent to a farm manager. They can quickly point out trouble areas where they can improve their business and really streamline their operations.
So we're kind of working towards the point where you set up all your equipment and just push one button and magically everything happens, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, just about. It's same category as the magic dust. But we understand that the whole challenge in the industry is too many buttons to press and too many things to go wrong. So the whole idea really behind the connected farm is to have this be more seamless so that data doesn't get lost and you don't spend hours going from vehicle to vehicle trying to collect that data.
I know you made the distinction between in the farm and off the farm. We live in a very mobile world today. So how about just from the standpoint of, let's say I've got to go on a trip even to the farm machinery show. And while I still know that work's being done back on the farm, are you developing, are there ways in this connected farm system to allow that maybe owner or whoever to kind of monitor what's going on?
Yeah, that is a challenge for sure. As we know, a lot of farmers are using some type of field software, mm-hmm. or some type of office software for their farms. And typically that's installed on their main computer in the office that's used by the farm data person. It could be the secretary or the manager, whoever's dedicated to that. And that's the only place it exists. However, with the connected farm, we understood that challenge. And the nice thing about it is that each farmer or each company, farm company, has their own connected farm account. And that's being managed on very secure servers on the web. And you can access that from anywhere with an internet connection. So now in this age where everyone has a tablet computer with a web service or a laptop with a web service or even a smartphone, you can tap into it from anywhere with a connection and be able to access your data, view your vehicles, see what's going on, and kind of stay connected.
Well, I know the whole subject of how we handle the data we're now creating is been a big kind of big topic this year, even at some of the shows I've already been at. You mentioned secure servers. That's good to know, because security is very important when you're dealing with the kinds of private data that you are with your customers.
Yeah, that's right. That's a really good topic. Talked to many folks today already that are a little hesitant with the whole keeping their information on the web thing. And let's face it, you know, this is a day and age where we've addressed all those things. We're all doing banking online. We're all of our information is out there now. And there are some extremely secure technologies out there that Trimble's using. Multiple redundant servers. Your data is not going to get lost. It's not going to get hacked into. We're using global standards for data security, and we hold that, you know, very, very important.
Well, thank you very much. I know that you probably need to get back to some of these folks that would like to learn a little bit about these new features and enhancements to some of the services Trimble is offering. So here from the National Farm Machinery Show, I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.